Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hello.
Sorry, I had to get our very advanced setup.
Oh my gosh. This, you know, the I Mean headquarters is so freaking high tech. You would just be shocked, right? Our listeners. Oh my gosh. Welcome. Hi. Welcome to I mean, I'm Karen.
I'm Nicole.
We are two moms who talk about pop culture and mom crap every week, usually on good weeks. So I'm so grateful your doctor's appointment was canceled. We could podcast today. Otherwise, it was going to coordinating sometimes because we're just busy.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's hard to do that, but Welcome to our show, episode 61.
Oh my gosh.
Which I got an email from Podbean that we have to start like titling our shows because it kind of helps people know what, other than just episode 61, we should call
it. What if we want that to be the title?
We could, but we should really think about some creative, like, you know, slay the house, whatever it is, you know. Oscar recap, you know, something kitschy and funny and kind of a play on words, probably something where people, if they want to search for a podcast or, you know, because I put stuff in the description, but, you know, have something more engaging.
Gosh, my sister's burning the midnight oil on this, I'm sure.
Great.
She'll be coming up with a lot.
Our titles? Okay, good. Badge flap.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if she could. Yeah.
Well. We got a little bit of a jam-packed show because we got to go pick up the kiddos.
Yeah, we don't have much time.
We don't have much time. But, you know, Nicole is a bad influence because she texted me that I needed to get back on Instagram.
Girl.
Because of Lent.
Some things are more important than Lent, okay? Kate Middleton, blank if you're okay. S-O-S.
Was her face photoshopped in that?
You know what? The picture, as soon as I saw it, I didn't think, oh, it's photoshopped. But it was very familiar. I think it was her and what's the eldest?
Charlotte, Louis.
Lewis and George?
George.
George, so he's the oldest.
Okay.
Poor thing.
Yeah.
I remember thinking that too when that came out. Anyway,
yeah.
The picture of her and George looked a lot like when she was in People magazine.
Yeah.
Like it's that same picture.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's been accused of like photoshopping and she admitted to it.
Yeah,
she,
whatever.
Which is very rare that they come out with a retraction or anything that they, you know, oops, we messed up. They'll never admit to that they're sorry or whatever, but she did.
Yeah.
Which tells me something stinks in That's suburbia. Right.
But she signed it with a C. And once she started doing royal things with William, she changed her name from Catherine with a C to Catherine with a K.
I thought she was always Kate, K-A-T-E.
I think she used to be C with a C, or what I've read is that it used to be a C.
Interesting.
Also, he put out some newsletter, I don't know what they call it over there, and it was his individual crest that he used.
Oh.
Instead of their joint crest. There's so many, I mean, listen, I fell down quite a few black holes on this whole Kate and William thing.
Well, tell us what the big rumor mill is about this.
That he's been having an affair with someone named Rose Danbury, and then some long, weird last name.
Mm-hmm.
And she's pregnant with his child.
Mm-hmm.
And Kate found out right at Christmas. She was like 3 months pregnant at Christmas, decided to keep it.
Mm.
So Kate went bananas.
Rightfully
so. And
went into institution?
I think I don't know. They said that there was an ambulance called 3 days after Christmas that very quietly took someone somewhere.
Hmm.
And some people are saying now that that was Kate. They're saying that she and William had a planned trip to Italy in January for official business. But then when they said that this was a planned
surgery,
mm-hmm. I can't remember. Losing my words.
God. That's okay. No, but the rumor mill was we thought it was a hysterectomy, right?
Right. Abdominal surgery. Yeah, that's abdominal. What it was.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone said that it was a planned abdominal surgery. But then some people were saying you don't plan an abdominal surgery and that you're going to be out for months.
Right.
And a trip to Italy at the same time. So this obviously, the surgery thing was either a medical emergency or bullshit.
She's 2 weeks in the hospital with that, though, right? Like, that's unusual. Yeah. A lot of this stuff is outpatient nowadays.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
Was she in the hospital?
Right. Right.
There's so much smoke and mirrors that they do.
Really?
The royalty. Yeah.
It's also fake.
Yeah.
That's what gets me.
Yeah.
It's like, I think it's going to implode. And I'm here for it.
I hope so. But, you know, there were so many wild theories mm-hmm. out there.
Do we think this Rose thing is real?
I don't know. I never even...
Is she married?
Saw that. Yeah. I never saw that side of William. I never even thought.
God, he looks like a horse, you know, like at home. She's gorgeous. I think she's beautiful, but...
She is. But she is too skinny. And I noticed way too that... skinny. Late last year, that she was looking.
Maybe she was skinnier. In because she's not eating right, and that could really do a lot of damage to your organs.
Maybe.
And maybe she went into recovery for an eating disorder like Diana. And that's when William is already, he's been playing the field left and right.
Maybe.
You know?
I would never have known. I would never have guessed that. And then today, the hot news is she surfaced with him at their local farm stand / bougie grocery, Windsor Farms, which is a mile away from the Windsor Castle.
Okay.
And there's a photograph, there's a video of her walking with him with a bag of groceries.
Okay.
Yeah. She looks hella gaunt.
Well, I hope they have kettle corn there or something.
I don't think it's that kind.
God.
You know I want to go there. I love a little bougie farm stand market.
The Hamptons has it.
I know.
You can pay $25 for a small pint of guacamole.
I bet it's delicious.
As good as Chipotle?
Oh, is theirs supposed to be good?
I like Chipotle's, but, you know. What it's probably not the, I mean, it's literally mashed avocado, some spices, literally. What?
Right.
What?
I put a little chopped cucumber in mine for crunch.
Ooh,
it's delicious.
You like a crunch. I do like a crunch too.
I do like a crunch.
Yeah. My dad made a good one. You know, Italian-esque, I guess.
Oh.
Well, we'll see what happens. I mean, it could just blow over time.
Another theory was that they purposely threw Harry and Meghan under the bus to deflect from what was happening with William and Kate.
Right. That I believe.
Yeah.
They really did them dirty. And listen, she didn't do herself many favors with her kind of narcissism,
but still.
Well, she's coming out now with American Riviera Orchard. Sign up for the newsletter, everyone.
Gosh, a lifestyle company.
It says here that it's expected to offer everything from cookbooks, stationery jams and nut butters to pet related items and a variety of homewares and goods. And she's been working on this for over a year, and it's all the things that are close to her heart, all the things she's passionate about. Nut butters.
My brain kind of stopped at pet products.
Right.
I feel like that's the lowest of the low. Like, don't get me wrong. Right. I love my animals.
Me too.
I've, you know, there's a fountain over there with a flower on it. You know, stupid. Right. But pet products. I mean, I know for she's trade, a pet
person. I know
that. Dogs, yeah. Oh, she's really? A rescue dog lover. But still. Well, when you start offering pet products, because, I'm sorry, how bougie can a pet product be?
I know.
No.
No.
No. That is a singular lane.
And I don't want wherever she's making the nut butters to be confused with the pet products. Okay. But.
Oh, my gosh.
You sent me. Oh, God. My throat. Hold on. Jeez Louise. I have to clear my throat. Please. And we're back. Okay, so you sent me a link to Pierre Lafond, which I had no idea what it was, but it's a bougie cafe slash...
a grocer type thing, but really they have this part called Wendy Lafond, which is upstairs at Pierre Lafond. So Pierre Lafond was like a little deli cafe thing at the bottom, and then upstairs was like a gift shop.
Oh.
And it was... all this kind of stuff that I think Megan is going for. That aesthetic, too, where upper end, curated.
Montecito-ish, right? Because it's based in Montecito.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she's going to make it, like, national, kind of, right? As opposed to Pierre Lafond's really local to Montecito.
Yeah, that's what's charming about it.
Right.
Probably. I mean, she is... on a national level, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But it's very, I would say when you sent me that link, or no, ZB sent me that link, sorry about it. And I sent it to you, right? Of American Riviera Orchard. Yes. It was very obscure. There was no explanation on it. Mm-mm. Why not just have a little, like, tagline
or something? Yeah, I had to Google it.
Me too. Yeah. So it seems a little... iffy or weird, but we'll see what happens. Hopefully it's better than her Netflix show.
I don't like the name.
American Riviera Orchard?
Yeah.
What about?
Because Santa Barbara is known as the American Riviera.
That's what about American Riviera?
I don't know. Did she have to add the orchard in just to be like...
I mean, I could see it and I can smell it. Because I love Montecito and that area in Ojai and just that whole smell of like the lavender and the citrus and the beach. You know what I mean? That whole area is just...
I'm sad. I have a mental breakdown now over this.
I know. But it is so nice.
It is.
Well, if you live in LA, you're also subject to a lot of wildfires and weird fires that happen. And Cara... Delavigne, how do you pronounce her last name? But her mansion caught on fire. They think it was from electrical, electrical fire. Yeah. $7 million home.
I know. It was just on AD, Architectural
You're
Digest.
Right, it was.
Ugh. She had all her life possessions, all her favorite things, all her things.
Ugh, that sounds... And she's in London right now, right, doing a play.
Yeah.
So they caught up with her parents, who were like, they think it was the wind. And thankfully, her animals survived.
Her two kitties.
Her two cats. But that's scary.
Yeah.
And you would think, like, a home of that size and magnitude and price would have, like, a sprinkler system.
You know, there really isn't. Don't think about it. Get down.
Her cat wants the plant.
No, he wants her lunch.
Oh, okay.
There isn't really anything that I know of, not that I'm well-versed in this, but on the market where, like, if so much heat is sensed around your home, something automatically goes off. Because my mother-in-law, she's in Agoura, and she's right on a hill, on the top of a hill, and beyond her backyard is... mountain lions and brush and
light a match and it's toast.
So there's always fear there. My grandparents, they were, you know, right in Malibu, and multiple times
would there's have to so be... so many fires in Malibu.
Yeah, evacuated and... Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's really nothing... There's really nothing.
Right. Oof. That is a little scary, just because when you invest that much money in a home, like yeah. she did.
Yeah.
And all the and it's hard to insure those places. I think that's one of the things that we saw, that home that that woman was selling in the Malibu Canyon. We were like, how come this, like,
oh, piece yeah, of property? I never asked my mom about that.
Yeah, it was like 7 acres or something of land. But to insure it is hell. Mm. People don't want to insure that area
But
anymore.
If you're buying that, if you can afford that, although that one was a deal.
That one was a deal. I need to ask something my mom about something that. Was weird about that one. I have one thing for Shut Up, in case you have one. Shut Up Aaron Rodgers.
Ugh.
I don't know. He...
Kooky, kooky, koo.
Just, he's a temple rubber. I mean, he just has a lot of conspiracy theories that he follows and stuff. I'm not surprised that he was, like, possibly, potentially going to be RFK's running mate. But he, the lawyer for Sandy Hook, came out with a big statement that basically at the end of it says, you are defective, Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. And it was on X. And he's,
because what did Aaron Rodgers say about Sandy Hook?
Supposedly, he said that they were all actors. And it never happened, and it was orchestrated by the government. But now he publicly acknowledged that he never expressed this, and he called it absurd, cruel, and defamatory.
Okay.
But another person... This lawyer for Sandy Hook says, could you please shut the fuck up?
Mm-hmm.
Right. This is... haven't these people been through enough?
So if he didn't say that...
How did this come about?
Yeah.
Because this is what happens, I feel, is that when you are constantly spreading misinformation and constantly... Then people are going to throw a lot of nuggets your way. You know what I mean? A lot of... Accuse you of a lot of things because you're used to doing that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
So just to throw him under the bus, make up some stupid shit.
Yeah, because he's had a lot of stupid shit that he said recently.
Yeah.
So, ugh, gross. These people have been through so much. Stop it. Stop it. So we were on a text thread this week, weekend with our other friend, and I watched the Tay-Tay Swift.
Yes, you did. Finally,
some of it.
Oh,
I didn't watch the whole thing because.
Ugh. Karen.
An hour in, I was tired.
Ugh.
I was tired because I started it at like 9. So I was like, I gotta pause. And then my son came in, he's like, can we watch something else? But I have to say, again, I don't know her music as well as you do, or because you guys have daughters and stuff that listen to her too, but she put on a hell of a show.
Heck yeah. And it's impressive because it's over 3 hours.
When did she take a break? When did she go off stage and rub her feet?
I think that what we see is obviously edited a little.
Mm-hmm.
For, you know, cutting some of the long pauses.
Right.
But I think for the most part...
That plane is landing on your driveway.
My ride's here. Gotta go.
There's Oprah.
I need any distractions.
Mm-hmm.
I think that she's, I mean, the caliber that she does these concerts, mm-hmm. and this one in particular, over 3 hours long, she's an athlete. She's not just a performer. Like, she...
Incredible that, shape.
The ability to do all of that.
Right.
The dancing while singing.
I think some of it was looped, her singing, because... I could tell.
I think that it's always on,
mm-hmm.
but she's, for the most part,
right.
on the mic, too.
Right. And the way she did her costume changes, mm-hmm. and stuff was so creative. That piano with the moss on it,
mm-hmm.
who did all that? You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Just the themes of it all. I thought it was a really well-rounded show, and she gave her fans everything.
All of it.
All of it.
Mm-hmm.
All the spectacle, all the projection, all the artistry, the singing, the dancing. I could have even done without it. You know what I mean? It just her. I was worried about her feet because she had those Louboutin shoes that she kicked her, and they were heels and dancing in that. Is not. But then when she went into her flats, like she had some flat boots, I was like, oh, thank God. this is old.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
This yeah.
is like what we worry about, being old.
It's fun.
Yeah. Great show, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to finishing it.
Yeah, you should. My gosh.
I know. I have Lori Loughlin on my list because I watch Curb Your Enthusiasm, and she was on last week. I don't know if I shared this with you. Did I? She was on last week as herself, and, you know, the show was very Seinfeld-esque.
Yeah. Wait, it's not a new show, right? They don't still do...
Curbs?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is new.
Oh.
It's the last season.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, she wants...
That show's been on for a long time.
Well, it doesn't... They had, like, a few-year hiatus.
Oh, okay.
So, it's been...
Okay.
Kind of... Yeah, it's been a long time, but, like, spread out.
Okay.
So, anyway, she plays herself, a fictionalized version of herself, where she wants to get into the country club that Larry belongs to. And all the country club board is like, hell no. So he makes an impassioned speech about, and she gets on. Well, anyways, on the show that he gets to know Lori, and she's like, let's go play golf, you know, Larry. And he's like, yeah, great. So they go on the golf course, and he's like, oh, you can't use your cart today. You gotta, you know, they're doing work on the field, so we all gotta walk. And she's like, oh, no. And she had a flag. A blue flag that she put on her thing. He's like, that's for handicapped people, like that blue flag. And she's like, uh-huh. And and he goes, well, she goes, I have Epstein-Barr. I have a doctor's note, you know, and stuff. So the whole time she had a handicapped sticker on the back of her
nice
thing. And so, and then she got a tea time, and he's like, how did you get that tea time? She's like, oh, I guess he must really like me. So she's exposing herself as, like, this liar on the show. And so then he goes up to the starter and says, how did Lori Loughlin get that tea time? He's like, oh, I can think of 50 reasons why. Oh. So, yeah. So all these, but so I thought it was kind of great that she could poke fun at herself.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because this
college
scandal is, like, it's been a while now, but... It was terrible, but at the same time, I feel the mothers got most of the blames, and here I go on my mom kick, but, like, the moms in these situations got most... William H. Macy didn't get the blame, Felicity Huffman did, you know? Her husband...
Well, who are the ones that take care of the kids?
Right. And, yeah, I mean, the guy whose name was William Rick Singer, he ran that college, it's called the Edge College and Career Network, he took more than $25 million. You know, and so he went to jail, for sure. But these other mothers, like Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin, went for, how long did she go in for? I have it here.
A month.
Huffman was sentenced to 14 days, and she had to do 250 hours of community service and $30,000. Felicity Huffman was different, though. She pled guilty. Mm-hmm. Loughlin fought it. Mm-hmm. You know, and that was where the Loughlin one was worse than Huffman's. Singer tried to get Huffman's second daughter to do the same thing by cheating on the SAT, and Huffman was like, no, that's okay. She refused. But she used his services legitimately for a while, and then he was able to kind of finagle some things out of her to get the way the SAT was. But now I'm thinking about all this because friends of mine have kids that have applied to college, and this is a time that they hear about acceptances. You know, I found out about an acceptance, but, like, it's very tough, you know, it's very nerve-wracking. And my friend's daughter, she applied to so many, and now she's like, it's just mean. Like, they make them wait till March 30th, you know, and then they have to be there on the computer to look at all.
Oh, well.
It's very nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
And she's like, I feel like it's so cruel, you know, that they just, like, make them wait, you know, but they have so many to go through, and they have so many to do, but I think it's still happening, personally.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's the way the world works.
Loughlin, though.
I don't know that it needed to be made such a big spectacle.
No, it's been happening for years.
And like you just said, it's still happening.
It's still happening. Like, like Laughlin's case, like they had those Olivia Jade, remember her, the daughter and everything. They made them to be coxswains and crew. and they took pictures. Oh, yeah, and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it was crazy. Anyways, yeah, it's a lot of uncertainty for parents out there. I just thought we'd kind of share the mom nerves of this. Figuring out what school to go to, figuring out what's the best fit for your kid, whether it be even elementary school, high school, whatever. You don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know until you're in it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of the wrong person to get fired up about that.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's
very direct for you. I feel like, for me, I've got an option that isn't that great, you know, and then...
Yeah.
Which is the other school. You have the good one as the better option.
But it's still public school.
It is better, though.
And it's still here.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And we got on the waiting list for that other school that Bijou applied to.
Right. Maybe high school, right? Like
maybe.
You said.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like I was starting to say, school, I don't... There was never a lot of value in school for me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard for me to, you know, be one of those parents that are like, you need to get good grades, and it matters where you go, and it matters what you do. Because I don't, you know, if you want to be a doctor, yes.
And you have to, I just want intrinsic motivation in my child. That's it. Well, no matter what it is. Intrinsic, like, motivation to have interests outside of a screen. Interests, you know, and be well-rounded, and also just be motivated to, like, do something positive with their life, right? But, like, there's programs out there that are very well-rounded. I feel like one of the public schools in our town has a really well-rounded offerings, and the other one seems okay. And then you got other schools with different kinds of formats, and you really don't know, is this going to be the best one, but... It's all a crapshoot until you're there. You really don't know until you're there, you know?
Yeah.
And you're experiencing it if that's the place where you've... And not to say they're going to have all amazing days.
Right. And it really depends, you know, on what your child wants for themselves. Even though, mm-hmm. you know, take that with a grain of salt because they're kids.
They are.
But, you know, if school isn't their thing, you can't make them,
you know, and you can't, but you have to expose them, I think, to something that they're going to be motivated by, right? Yeah. Like that's positive and enriching and engaging.
Yeah.
Like, you know, one of Luke's classmates isn't really into any classes except art, and she's a fantastic artist. That's going to be her thing.
Yeah.
You know, another one likes baseball. Like, so school is hard for him. Baseball, easy,
yeah.
right? Like, it's just, we all have our different strengths, right?
Yeah, me too.
I got a call on Friday from the principal of my son's school. Karen, I said, yes. She's like, did you send Luke to school with a bag of snacks? And I was like, yes, I did, with some cookies and treats for St. Patty's, right? She's like, oh, he says it's just for him and his friends. And I said, no, put him on the phone.
How many did you send him with?
Four boxes.
Oh.
Of, like, different, you know, holiday, St. Right. Patty's green snacks and stuff, and some cupcakes. And I was like, I said, what are you talking about? He's like, oh, he's like, my friend group's so big. And I'm like,
oh my gosh.
I said, you know, your class has, like, 40 kids in it. Like, course you can split it, you know?
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, my bad. Okay, I'll do it. And I was like, okay. And so
he's such a little baller.
He really is.
My friend group is so big.
My
okay.
friend group is so big.
Okay.
He's like, there's a confusion because, and then the principal gets back, there's confusion because she's like, did you order pizza? I was like, no, I didn't order pizza.
Oh my God.
One of his friends, whose dad has ordered an extra large pizza and had it sent to the school. Like, freaking Spicoli.
Well, that's not enough for anyone.
Right. So.
Everyone, I mean.
So they said, yes. And then the receptionist got on the, yeah, Karen, it's Nancy. Yeah, you didn't send the pizza. I said, no, I didn't. I said, what? One pizza? One extra large pizza? She's like, yeah, well, now the principal says you got to split the pizza because that pizza was intended for just our friend group. That guy, that kid, made his dad order pizza just for them. Made his dad order a pizza and just sent it there. So they had to split this extra large 44 ways. I said, did everyone get a square? Like, how do you do that?
You don't. You say, thank you. Principal's getting pizza for lunch today.
I was like, oh my God. That's what she said. She goes, next time you guys do this, I'm keeping it. But I was like, oh my God. I said, you know that I would not have sent you to school.
Yeah.
I'm the room parent is what I told the principal. I said, I'm the room parent. Of course I'm going to send treats. And I told him to pass it out at lunch. And she's like, oh, that's fine. That's fine. I was like, yeah. But now my son doesn't have a teacher, which is a whole other, I had no way to communicate with the sub.
Right.
So anyways, it's Pizzagate.
Right.
Yeah. That's my school story.
I was thrilled that St. Patrick's Day was on a Sunday. I didn't have to worry about wearing green.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have to worry about any treats or anything.
You're wearing green today.
I know, today. Didn't wear a stitch of it yesterday.
Really? Mm-hmm. Did you get pinched?
Yeah. But mildly.
What's up with that leprechaun trap? That to me is so...
If I ever meet the motherfucker that invented a leprechaun trap, I will surely tell them where they can shove one. So stupid. I don't know why. Kindergarten... Let's make a leprechaun trap.
Oh. I never even heard of that.
No. When we were kids, you wear green so you don't get pinched. If you're lucky, you get a shamrock shake from McDonald's.
Okay. Thank you.
And then because my grandmother was Irish, she always made an Irish dinner. And then she would get some really fun, fancy cookies from a bakery. Right. That was it.
Right.
And that was a lot because she was Irish.
Right.
Now it's like this whole thing. You got to build a trap. And then does Lucky the leprechaun come at night and get trapped in your trap? Or does he leave you treats? Or is he naughty and leave green pee in your toilet? Like, it's just...
What did you do?
Girl, first of all, I rolled my eyes. Like, listen, baby girl. This is me talking to her, but in my head quietly. You're 11.
Right. We done.
You know it's me, right? Like, no one has ever, like, Mom, you're Santa, aren't you?
Really?
No one has ever. We've got Santa, tooth fairies, leprechauns, Easter bunnies, like... Girl, you really think a big-ass bunny comes and puts out all those, like, come on.
Even your son doesn't say anything?
Nope, no one says a thing.
Oh, my son said it right away. He said at 9, he's like, you got the same handwriting. Or 8, he was like, listen. I said, listen, it's all for fun. He's like, I know, it's a spirit. I said, okay.
Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready to pull the curtain, but... On the other hand, she gets so much joy.
Right.
From all the little holiday special things, you know.
It's an event.
It could be National Pick Up Your Cat Poo Day, and she would be like, okay, cats, okay, guys. Like, she would have a
That's
thing
actually,
for it.
National Clean Your Room Day.
Well.
Here we go.
Hey now. I'm going to Google that.
Yeah, National Clean Your Room, and you get Karen's Kuhlman.
So, yeah, she made a leprechaun trap, and it was, you know, she worked hard on it. She made a whole ladder with pipe cleaners and toothpicks.
Well, there you go. She did something interesting.
She did.
She did it, right?
She did.
Okay.
And then I'm texting Mark going, do you have any gold coins laying around?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Sacagawea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I can find one. I said, okay. Because I was unprepared. I didn't think ahead that we were going to do this because I'm like, you're 11. We're not doing... Mom, we're doing it.
I had never heard of this before, and I never did it, even at our old school. Never did it. So I never even knew that that was a thing. We have Old Befana, which is the Italian thing. It's on January 6th. This old lady, she comes and she sweeps. Have you ever heard of her?
No.
Epiphany?
No.
Old Befana. It's an Italian book. But she's an old lady, and she's curmudgeon-y. But then she gets visited by the three kings, and then she's searching for the Messiah or Jesus. She follows a star, so she sweeps up, and she leaves little treats on January 6th.
How fun.
And so my parents' friend sent me the book, Old Befana, and so I read it to my son, and I was like, I hadn't really, but my dad used to tell me about it. He's like, we didn't really celebrate Christmas in Italy. We celebrated Old Befana, Epiphany. Oh. And so they would get like, and they were poor, poor, so poor, they couldn't even afford the other OR in poor. They were poor.
Mm.
And so they got a little sack of candy, like this big, and that was their treat, you know?
So cute.
So I bought a little, I think I found it in my parents' basement, a little broom, and I used to put it in my son's room with some treats from like Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
And then I wrote a card in broken Italian. Luca, I have a papara, parara, you know, I should read it to you. He kept them because they're pretty funny.
Oh my God.
You will be a good to your parents, you know. So we used
cute.
To, yeah, we did do the tooth fairy, and I wrote little notes, but really small.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband is an artist, so he would write it in really fancy writing, but I would type it out what he needed to say. But it was really funny, and we would just make these little jokes. If you don't brush your teeth, blah, 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 your feet, you know, I'm surprised you're getting anything, but I'm not surprised because you never brush your teeth, and your teeth are going to fall out. So, little jokes here and there.
Yeah.
But it's so much work on parents. Like, those, I can't believe it was a school project. And crafts.
So dumb.
I hate crafts. I hate crafts.
Right.
My friend is a crafter. She's always been very nimble with her fingers. Me, I'm like, I don't need any of that stuff. I want it clean. But if you're a creative person and like all that stuff, you have it around, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'm over it. But the spirit that she has and carries through, and she loves it so much, so.
But did she have fun?
Sure.
Then that's great, you know what I mean? She had a good time with it. Time will come about where she'll get less and less excited, maybe, about things. But
I wasn't going to do anything. It came real close. And then, oh well.
But she has some of the stuff here, right?
All the stuff. There's the trap right there.
Okay.
She had it up there, and the pipe cleaner ladder got wrecked. But, I went to bed and had the coin next to my bed, and I was going to get up before her. I tried to get up before her, and she heard me, and she said, let's go see if there's...
So there wasn't anything in it?
So I'm like, okay, give me a minute. She's like, okay. And then she went in the bathroom. And I scrambled my shit together, and I went downstairs, and I punched a hole in the trap, dug out the candy she left for the leprechaun, and threw in the gold coin. Lickety-split.
Lickety-split. Well, you did it.
I did it.
I found out, I went to trivia night last night, and I found we won one round.
Mm.
You would be impressed by some of them, but... The rest we did terribly. There was a St. Patrick's Day round as opposed to the nautical round, which we always fail at.
Yeah.
But there was a St. Patrick's Day round, and there was so much I didn't know about St. Patrick's.
Hmm.
Do you know how to drown a shamrock?
Why would you?
In whiskey, Guinness. I put Guinness. I won that one.
Okay.
But I didn't know St. Patrick's color was not green or gold. It was blue.
What?
I know! And St. Patrick's Day is celebrating his death, not his birth. Thank you, Catholicism.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And it's really supposed to be Padrick.
Yes.
It's Paddy, P-A-D-D-Y.
P-A-D-D-Y.
Not P-A-T-T-Y.
And we have more Irish people in the United States than there is in Ireland.
Really?
Found that out too. Thanks, Kirkland.
That's just because we're so populated.
I know. There was another round where you had to label the celebrities with their name because they're holding their Oscars, and so I knew all of those.
Sure.
But then I didn't know the year Cuba Gooding Jr. was born. But I did get Mariska Hargitay's birthday. That's the round that I won.
Okay.
Yeah, 1964. I remember she's celebrated her 60th birthday.
Wow.
She doesn't look great. We're getting old. I know. Mariska Hargitay. Well, we gotta go, buddy.
Yeah, gotta go. Pick up the people.
Mm. Are you picking? Another. Oh, you're picking the other one up too.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
Well, we another are signing.
Exceptional podcast.
I know, a riveting experience, and we'll think of a title for this one. FU Leprechaun Traps.
Right. We didn't even talk about the Oscars.
We did last week, honey.
We did.
We did. But every other comment was, "I missed it." Because
oh, right. God.
I missed it. I don't know.
I'm seriously losing my memory.
Okay, we're going to Ginkgo Biloba, Nicole.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Bye, guys. Have a wonderful week. Bye. We'll talk to you next week about whatever crosses our mind. Bye.